You're Eric.
Yeah.
You're Eric. Everything. And welcome to...
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Reform Way. I am Corey Smith, alongside Eric Connor and Peter Pohl. Each week, we will bring you interviews, insights, and share our knowledge of the fitness world. We'll look at topics both in and out of the gym through the lens of an exercise enthusiast, a CrossFit coach, and a gym owner. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our most current episodes.
Hey guys, this is Eric Connor, and I am here with The Reform Way. I am joined by big fella, Mr. Dane Shackelford. Dane, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Eric?
Great, man. Great. If you guys have ever been in the gym when Dane's been around, I imagine you have seen him. He's kind of hard to miss. Am I right, Dane?
I think so. 6'7", 255. So hard to miss for sure.
Definitely hard to miss. You're not good at hide and seek, is what I presume.
Not so or much. Paintball. I'd be a quick out in the game of paintball.
I can believe that. So we're here to talk about with Dane about kind of like his current story and things he's got going on right now. If you've seen him around the gym, he's been kind of wheeling around lately on one of these little scooters. And we have a really cool, interesting kind of perspective of that and how his training's been going throughout it. Just to kind of help people be aware of all that. But real quick, Dane, give us a little bit of background to you. Like, what you grow up doing, yeah. Activities, what's life like now?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And just to be fully transparent, so I am just had my 57th birthday, born and raised in Southern California, grew up in Huntington Beach, and played basketball, played a lot of basketball all the way through college. And then when I got into my early adulthood, I got into triathlons and probably did 25 triathlons during my time, including a half Ironman. And so it just as big of a person as I am, you know, a lot of wear and tear on the body.
Significantly. You played football too, didn't you? Or no?
Was it basketball? No football, just basketball.
Yeah. Got it. And you were, where'd you go to school again?
So I went, basketball-wise, I played up at Humboldt State, which is a small little Division II school up in northern California. Mm-hmm. And then I transferred down to Long Beach State, which is where I graduated from.
Cool. Yeah. Right on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
SoCal born and bred, pretty much.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, like you said, been active all your life, right? Do you just love being active? Have you always been active? Like, do you get like a high from it, or what? Like, is just
I do. You know, active, competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of my work, I'm in sales, so just that competitive nature. You know, desire to win, desire to, you know, beat up on the competition in whatever way that is. So that started with athletics as a kid, and I worked for the Parks and Rec Department, you know, through high school and college. So just around baseball fields and setting up diamonds, and I did refereeing for basketball. I coached kids' basketball teams growing up myself as a young kid. So that was great from a leadership and a character building standpoint. And then I've been in the healthcare, you know, med device space, you know, in terms of my career.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love how, like, this is a total side tangent, but like what I've learned too is I love how sport or athletics or whatever it is and competitiveness translates to all aspects of life and setting goals and working towards something, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So yeah, active, very active my whole life.
Cool. Right on. So how did you find CrossFit? How old were you when you found CrossFit? Why did you start getting into it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we touched on this a little bit yesterday. I was sharing that living in Ladera Ranch, there was a CrossFit gym, it was called Ethos at the time, that was in a shopping center in Ladera, and I had just had back surgery in 2009.
On what?
And L4, L5 fusion surgery in my back, just from wear and tear, again, basketball, running, you know, a lot of airline travel in my career. And so finally was affecting my quality of life and made a decision to get surgery. So after about 6 months after that surgery, I happened to be in that center. I saw the CrossFit class out front doing exercises, and I thought, you know, I really need to work on my core as part of my recovery. You know, my back was weak, my core was weak. I went in, and, you know, by chance, Corey Smith actually was there as the coach at the time, and told him about all my challenges, you know, whether it be my back, my ankle, et cetera. And he just comforted me, if you will, in terms of being able to modify and do things, you know, that could work for me. So I gave it a try. I did a free, you know, week, and I've been hooked on it ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The, you know, obviously coming in with with those limitations, let's say a back surgery or a spinal fusion, it's a big deal, right? Yeah. Did you notice your core developing, getting stronger? Did you go at the right pace? Was there, you know, like, how was that experience?
Yeah. Well, the first few weeks, and I think that's the case for a lot of people in CrossFit, it's, you know, it's, it tells the, you know, the character, I guess, of the person. You're either in it and you become hooked, or you likely in that first 30 days will go find something else to do. Because it is hard. It is very different. But I loved it not only from the workout and just, you know, staying committed to trying something to improve my core, but also the social aspects that I started to benefit from in terms of the friends I started to make and, you know, the coaches that offered their experience and, you know, wisdom to help me. And you know, I needed a lot of help at the time. And so that's what really kind of hooked me on it.
That's awesome. I think that's such a big deal, too, for people to understand is the willingness to take the help. You know, because I mean, I have conversations with people all the time, and sometimes people are, and that's what we'll get into later too anyway, but kind of nervous to modify or nervous to kind of change things up to where they're at. And that's really just a part of the process if you do it right.
For sure. And, you know, as a college athlete, the thing that's so important, you got to check your ego at the door when it comes to CrossFit. I know a lot of things about certain things, but I knew nothing about CrossFit, and I relied on, you know, form is everything, and staying within your weight limitations is so important. And I've made that mistake a few times, lifted too heavy, done things I shouldn't have done that you end up paying for. And so it took several years, you know, to sort of realize that, but you get your groove, you know, stay within your comfort zone, but still push yourself, but within your comfort zone. And that's so important.
You're totally right. Yeah. And that's the key to longevity anyway. And this kind of stuff that we've learned. So let's talk about your current limitations, right? Yeah. So tell me about what's going on. Cause you've been rolling around and you got a boot on, you got this scooter thing. That's awesome. What's going on with that?
Yeah. So over, you know, the last, since 2012, I actually had my first surgery on my ankle. I am burdened by, you know, high arches in my feet to begin with, and then years of basketball injuries, which stretched out my tendons, my ligaments. And with that, my ankle started to roll. And so I had some surgery in 2012, and my age at the time in my mid-40s was such that the doctor wanted to maintain mobility, not do too much that was going to restrict me. So that gave me some time, you know, with after that surgery. But then as I've aged and, you know, done CrossFit, done other things, the ankle started to roll again. And so with that said, you know, it was just time. My quality of life was being affected again. I was walking on the side of my foot, and now I'm in my mid-50s. You know, it's time to do something that's more permanent. And so I recently, in early August, had a ankle fusion surgery. So I actually have a rod that was put up through the heel of my foot into my tibia bone that they bored out, along with some screws and a plate, and, you know, just things to stabilize my ankle and make sure it's not going to roll out anymore.
That's gnarly.
Yeah, it was. I look like a cyborg in terms of my ankle, and I'm on week 6 now since surgery, and non-weight bearing. It was tough. It was a 3-hour surgery, and, you know, pain medications and all that the first couple of weeks, and a lot of isolation, and just, you know, downtime. You can't do anything for yourself, so you're relying on other people. And as the personality type for myself, that was hard.
Yeah.
So about 2-3 weeks ago now, I started coming in here again, and I feel like it's been night and day.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, with, like, you know, knowing you for such a long time and all your limitations, I'm stoked you were getting that done, right? Because this is the long-term fix, right?
Yeah,
it's not just a Band-Aid. It's a long-term fix. It's needed to happen, right? So a little bit of discomforting time can help your life be way better.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously through that, I'm like, all right, you know, Dane's going to have to be out for a while. It's going to take a lot of time to build back in. You know, the challenge that happens with that for people is, you know, it's kind of twofold. It's like, you definitely need your time to recover, but at what point are you limiting your health and development, right?
Yeah.
And so I was really excited to have us talk, you know, and then you even be like, hey, I think I'm ready to be back and do the right things with the right limitations, at the right speeds. And that's been really impressive, because even good example, yesterday I was coaching you. Our workout was, you know, intervals of biking, hang snatches on a barbell and burpees. like even with your scooter and everything, we had your bike, that's been okay. And you've been building that in over the course of these 6 weeks.
Yep.
and then the snatch we did with a dumbbell with one of your knees on a box, because you can still get the hip extension and the pull.
That's right. Yep.
And then we did push-ups, you know, like, so
one-legged push-ups for me.
Yeah.
Keep the other ankle off the ground. Yeah.
So like, it's super impressive that, you know, you take even a short recovery amount of time so far still in a boot, or even just any type of a surgery or challenge, that most people would be like, I'm not even going to think of my own health or my own gym going or whatever it is, activity levels,
yeah,
for 2-4 months till I get all this green light. Yours is like, hey, I'll ask the coaches, can we move correctly? Can I keep myself going? Benefits your physical ability, and like you're just saying, also the aspect of your mental ability.
Absolutely. And I can't emphasize that enough, the mental aspect of just the last 2-3 weeks compared to the first three. And granted, I'm further along in my recovery. But what's been great is, you know, the coaches have really helped me in terms of like, okay, let's measure your distance from the floor to your knee. Let's find a padded box that can work so that it's at the same height as if you were standing on 1 foot, but your left knee is being supported. And I've been able to do all kinds of workouts with, you know, my knee on one box, figuring out, you know, when I started out on the bike, I was doing one-legged assault bike because I wasn't putting any pressure on the left ankle. And starting this week, I've started putting that ankle on the pedal now, pedaling. And so for those of you out there that complain about having to ride the assault bike and how hard it is, try it one-legged, because that was really difficult for those first couple weeks.
Man, I could totally believe that. Or just like, have you ever tried it with just the arms?
I have, and that's hard too, for sure. But I could tell my strength was way down just from being out of it for 3 weeks, and you know, whatever the effects of surgery are, and but also mentally, I can't emphasize that enough. Is it's, you know, for those that are going through different things, whatever the rehab may be, whatever the setback is, you know, and it's so easy to just be sitting on the couch or at home and say, you know, I'll start tomorrow or what have you. And I don't know about you, but throughout my life, whenever there's been times when I said, I really don't want to work out, I really don't want to go to that practice, I'm tired today, by the time when I come out of it and I'm done, I'm always like, I'm glad I did that. There's never been a time like I should have listened to myself. It's like, no, do it. And you always feel better on the other side.
You're totally right. You know, and that's really where gains are made,
yeah,
whether they're physical, mental, combination, whatever it is, and you're moving in the right direction, right? It's through those times that you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
The times that you want to do it, you're always going to be able to be active. And
yeah.
It, right.
Yeah.
So like if somebody, what's something that you would probably tell someone if they had, you know, a physical ailment or limitation right now, like what would be like your word of wisdom to them?
Yeah. And believe me, you know, we've touched on my back and we've, you know, obviously this is the third surgery now I've had on my ankle. I've also had procedures done on my neck. And so there's been all kinds of reasons to not do things when it comes to CrossFit. But the beauty of CrossFit is the modification aspect with everything. And just there's not a reason, you know, is taking the time to speak to the coaches, figure out what can work for you. That's going to work with your current situation, that's not going to set you back. And to also realize the mental benefits, the mental health benefits of coming in, getting some sweat, getting your blood flowing, the circulation going. In my case, blood flow was important for my healing.
Yeah.
So I looked, you know, for the first couple of weeks, no, the doctor wanted me to keep my heart rate down and let the swelling come down. But once that early inflammation response was gone, now it's all about blood flow. And so even 30 minutes. And, you know, so for the recommendation wise for those, I mean, start out with 10 minutes, start out with 15. Before I came back to the gym, I used some dumbbells at home just to do some things. And then once I felt comfortable enough and I knew I was going to be somewhat stable on the scooter that I'm wheeling around in, you know, I've come in here and it's just been a blessing.
That's awesome, man. You know, I definitely just want to say, you know, thank you for sitting down and kind of talking about this. I'm really impressed with, you know, like I've known you for, I don't know, 5-6 years, yeah, some longevity of time. That's, yeah, been a great time. Right. But just impressed with, you know, how you've taken this kind of step on. I'm super stoked that you're moving your longevity of quality of life in the right direction, but you're still staying on track with your health and mental health.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a good testament to what can be done and what should ideally be done for people mm-hmm. to be in their best selves at their best time.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's been, I've had a few people come up to me at the gym and tell me it's inspiring to see me here. And so if I can help, if I've helped one person, I mean, that's means a lot to me. And, in my own, you know, small way. So thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
Happy to, dude. Congrats. And, I can't wait to see, the ankle even better.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Once I'm out of this boot.
Soon, man. All right. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks again for listening to The Reform Way. You can find us on our social media channels. Our Instagram is @CrossFitReform. Our Facebook is CrossFit Reform. And you can listen to more of these podcasts on any of the major streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the major apps, and Buzzsprout.